You're about to experience a self-hypnosis session. Let me cover a few points before we start. First of all, only listen to this while sitting comfortably or reclining with your eyes closed and not while operating machinery or driving. Second, don't expect to feel hypnotized, just expect to feel relaxed. And if you need to shift your body position to feel more comfortable or to attend to an emergency, you'll be able to do so easily and instantly because you are remaining in control. Thirdly, this is a generic recording and your mind will only take on board those suggestions that are relevant to you. Any suggestions that aren't relevant will be filtered out. And lastly, your mind may wander from time to time. Some of the time you may be paying attention to what I say, and other times your mind may be thinking other things. That doesn't matter at all, because your subconscious mind is getting all the suggestions that you need to get. So sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to this recording. With repeated listening, you will find that your stress levels in everyday life diminish drastically, and your enjoyment of life increases dramatically. At the same time, we recommend several listenings per week for best results. So go ahead and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale and allow yourself to relax as much as possible right now. I'm going to count from 1 to 21. As I do, you will find that with each and every number, you allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed. When I reach number 21 and say the words, "Relax now," you will find that you instantly enter a very deep hypnotic rest. Each time I say the words, "now," or "deeper and deeply relaxed," you immediately allow yourself to double the relaxation you have in your body, going deeper automatically. Let's begin. 1. Send your awareness all the way down to the bottom of your feet. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow all the way up and all the way down your feet. Just allowing your feet to become very comfortable and very relaxed. And 2, now allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow from your feet up into your ankles. 3, from your ankles now going up all the large and small muscles of your legs and on up into your knees. 4. You now feel and find this wonderful relaxation moving from your knees into your thighs. 5. From your thighs up to your hips, taking care of your breathing now, breathing free and easy. 6. From your hips up into your abdomen, and with every breath you exhale, you go deeper and deeply relaxed. Want it to happen and allow it to happen now. 7. Now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up the large and small muscles of your back, allowing those back muscles to go completely relaxed, just like a loose, limp rag doll. 8. Allowing that relaxation to flow into your chest. Such a wonderful, comfortable feeling. With every breath that you exhale, you're going even deeper and deeply relaxed. 9. Allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow up into your shoulders, 10, relaxing more with each easy beat of your heart. And 11. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow down the muscles of your arms and into your elbows. From your elbows now through the muscles of your forearms and into your wrists. 13. Moving from your wrists into your hands and across the large knuckles on the back of your hands, right on out to the end of your fingertips. 14. Allowing that feeling to flow back up to your shoulders. Such a wonderful, comfortable feeling. With every breath you exhale, your body just keeps relaxing more and more, deeper and deeply relaxed. 15. You're now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow up all the large and small muscles of your neck. 16. From your neck now, allowing the relaxation to flow up to your jaw. And with every breath you exhale, your entire body is loose, limp, and relaxed. 17. Allowing the relaxation to flow into your cheeks. And 18, from your cheeks into your eyelids. Now allowing all the muscles around your eyes to relax. And 20, that relaxation is now spreading all the way up to your forehead, all the way up to your scalp. And 21, relax now. Your entire body is loose, limp, and relaxed. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper now. Everything is now just slowing down as you focus on my voice. Just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeply relaxed. Deeper and deeply relaxed. Day by day, in every conceivable way, you're becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. And in doing this, you find yourself following certain guidelines. You no longer resort to irrational behavior and habit-forming substances. You now know that irritability, shouting, fuming, carrying on, do little to alleviate tension. And they're often counterproductive when you consider the potential for harm that such irrational behavior carries for relationships with friends or family who must bear the brunt of your actions. You realize that the danger is not in the stressful situation or the experience, but rather in your individual reaction to it. Stress can be caused by any change in one's life situation, whether that change be positive or negative. Since change is an immutable fact of life, then it naturally follows that so is stress. However, we definitely do have a choice in the way we react to these life situations. The key to handling stress or tension is first to recognize your own stress signals, and secondly, to take positive steps. Some common signs of stress are irritability, increased smoking or drinking, insomnia, uncharacteristic physical or mental errors, making silly mistakes, physical tension, and headaches. more and more, you are beginning to be able to recognize your own stress signals and take definite actions to counteract them. At the first sign of these signals, you withdraw a bit and take stock of the situation and your reactions. You're also beginning to locate and be aware of the sources that cause stress in your life. You are making time to take a close and critical look at your personal relationships with people, both important and seemingly unimportant in your life. You include friends, family, employers, employees, neighbours, and even casual acquaintances in your observations. And you also find yourself looking inward and examining yourself. You're asking yourself some hard and searching questions, such as, do I make unreasonable demands upon myself and those around me? Am I inflexible in my decisions? Am I too rigid in my philosophy of life? You realize that you can minimize stress by learning to accept and live with your limitations. You're learning to be realistic in your responses to the repeated stress situations that you find yourself in. If you can, you change the situation by talking to and negotiating with the other person or persons that have been causing or contributing to the stress. If the situation cannot be changed, then you accept the fact. There's no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that this person should or must not or do whatever it is that he or she is doing which distresses you. It would be nice if they didn't, but since they are, and if they're determined not to change, then you must decide what's more important to you. The advantages of the job or personal relationship or whatever the life situation may be, or the potentially disadvantageous effects to your physical or emotional well-being, whatever that may be. You are also beginning to realize that there's no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that you must or have to react to the situation in the way that you do. You do have a choice. The choices may not always be attractive ones, and there may indeed be the lesser of two evils, but there's always a choice. Depending on the situation, you may then feel it more advantageous to leave it if the stress and tension it causes you are greater than the reasons for staying. You are also acquiring confidence in your ability to make these decisions. Once you've made a decision, you rest content in the knowledge that you've made a wise decision. You dismiss it from your mind. You are acquiring confidence in your ability to make decisions wisely. You also resolve to get adequate exercise and recreation. Studies have shown that people who engage in regular exercise tend to enjoy better health, improve sleep, and are generally better able to cope with the stresses and tensions of everyday living. Day by day, you become more and more successful in bringing positive, happy, relaxing thoughts into your mind. You accept more and more that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether you will be happy or miserable, tense or relaxed. It's not external events that make you happy or sad, relaxed or stressful, but the attitude that you take to these events. With ever-increasing frequency, you're able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are both necessary and possible. more and more you find yourself replacing the habit of stress with a habit of relaxation. Because you cannot be both stressed and relaxed at the same time. And should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, you'll find it possible to relieve the stress and tension easily and naturally. And to help you with this, you're going to learn a simple but powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, all you have to do is to take 3 deep diaphragmatic breaths. And if the circumstances permit, close your eyes. And each time that you take a deep breath in and then exhale, you picture or imagine yourself as being calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. And to reinforce this relaxation, you say or think to yourself 5 times the word calm. That's right, calm. Then you take another deep breath, you exhale and go about your business. And as you do this, you immediately begin to relax. Stress, tension, and anxiety just fade away and are immediately replaced by calmness, confidence, relaxation, assuredness, and poise. Now, as you continue to drift on down deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, you are realizing both consciously and unconsciously that day by day you are becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. And you're doing this so naturally day by day in every conceivable way. To make this possible, you find yourself following these guidelines. First of all, you recognize stress. You recognize and become acutely aware of your own particular and individual stress signals. You become successful at recognizing them earlier and earlier in any given stress situation. You also admit openly and honestly that you are experiencing stress, and you do this with 3 simple words that you either think to yourself or you say out loud. And these words are, I feel stress. Recognition and acceptance now quickly leads to positive action to manage and alleviate stress. Since the opposite of stress is relaxation, you now find yourself more and more substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. I'd like you to picture and imagine yourself in a particularly trying situation, one that would normally make you feel stressed or anxious. And now imagine yourself taking 3 deep breaths. And imagine yourself as calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. Saying to yourself 5 times the word calm. Noticing now how the feelings of peace, calm, and relaxation just washes over you, soothing away all stress, tension, and anxiety. Notice how all around you people might be uptight, but you are very controlled, very calm, very peaceful. You now realize that you cannot reason or rationalize stress and tension away. You can, however, imagine it away. You can still react when something happens, but you find yourself becoming more peaceful, more calm and relaxed. Your marvelous ability to let go of stress and let go of tension grows stronger and stronger with each and every passing day. You've done very well today. You are beginning to realize and understand that hypnosis is simply a learning experience that has helped you today, and yet you want to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. You want to keep accomplishing. There are so many areas of your life that you still want to and need to learn, and although you've only been relaxing here a moment or so, it is already beginning to feel as though you are moving ahead. Now I'm going to count from 5 back to 1 to emerge you from hypnosis. With each number, you're going to feel wonderful. You're going to want to keep advancing, to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. At number 1, your eyes will open. You'll be fully alert, fully emerged, having enjoyed these few moments of hypnosis. 5. You know that you've begun the very process of learning and accomplishing, now becoming an inspiration to men and women alike. 4. Take a nice deep breath in, as if you're breathing cool fresh mountain air into your lungs, feeling that energy coming back into your body. 3. Beginning to feel as though these last few moments have truly been very beneficial for you, feeling very pleased with what you've accomplished today with the use of hypnosis. 2. Moving ahead now with confidence, feeling more and more alert, more and more awake. And number 1, eyes open, fully alert, back in the room.